Unit 8, First Aid. Lesson 29. 1. Dialogue. Chen Wei and Su are walking down the street when they see an accident.
Look! That girl has fallen off her bicycle. A child ran into the street and knocked her off her bicycle. Come and help. I think she must be injured.
She's not moving, but she's breathing.
I think she hit her head when she fell. We must carry her to the side of the road.
No, leave her where she is. You mustn't move someone if they are badly hurt. We must get help.
I'll go to that shop and see if they have a telephone.
Yes, do that. I'll stay here with the girl.
Chen Wei returns a few moments later.
How is she?
She's beginning to move a little.
What happened to me?
Take it easy. I've just called the first aid center. We'll stay here with you until help comes.
Where does it hurt?
My knee hurts, my foot hurts, and my head too.
Don't try to get up. You shouldn't get up if you're badly hurt.
I ought to go home. I have to cook supper for my grandmother.
Don't worry about that. Right now you need to stay still until help comes.
Lesson 30. 2. Reading comprehension.
First aid. First aid is the science of giving medical care to a person before a doctor can be found. One with the right knowledge can give first aid. You don't have to be a doctor. First aid, if it is quickly and correctly given, can save a person's life. There are three important things to do if someone has had an accident. 1. Check that the person can breathe. Open the mouth and make sure that there is no food at the back of the mouth. 2. If the person is not breathing, you must try to start his or her breathing at once. If this is not done within 5 minutes, the person will die. The best thing is to use the mouth-to-mouth way. Let the person on his or her back close his or her nose with your fingers and breathe into his or her mouth. Repeat this as often as is necessary. 3. If the person is bleeding badly, you must try to stop the bleeding. If a person loses one-third of his or her blood, he or she may die. Press a handkerchief onto the bleeding point and hold it there. If it is possible, hold up the part of the body which is bleeding. Many common injuries happen every day in the home. All parents should know some first aid. Children can often get ill suddenly, and they also have a lot of illness. Here is some advice for dealing with common injuries. 1. Animal bites. If you are bitten by an animal, wash the wound under cold running water. Then see a doctor as soon as possible. 2. Burns. Cool the area of the skin at once. Wash the area of the skin under the cold tap for several minutes. Put a piece of dry, clean cloth over the area of the burn. See a doctor if a child has been burned, or if more than 10% of the body has been burned. 3. Cuts. For a simple cut, it is only necessary to wash the area of the cut, dry it, and cover it with a piece of dry, clean cloth. This passage does not contain enough information for you to do first aid correctly. You have to study with a teacher. However, after a few hours of study, you will manage to know enough to save other people's lives. If everyone in the country knew first aid, many lives would be saved. 3. Reading comprehension. Read the notice, Safety in the Home. Then find pictures that go with the pieces of advice.
Safety in the home. Certain things in the home can be dangerous, especially if you have young children. Make sure that electric wires are safe and that children can't touch them. Put guards round fires. If you are using one of these, check that a window is open. If a pan of oil catches fire, turn off the gas and cover the pan quickly. Don't pour poisons into other containers, for example, empty bottles. Keep them on a high shelf out of the reach of children. Don't use them on a wet floor. Get someone to hold the ladder for you. Don't reach sideways while standing on a ladder. Get down first and move the ladder. Make sure that young children cannot get close to pools, lakes, and rivers by themselves. Don't leave small things on the floor or table, which a baby can put out.